Hello, welcome again to Anashe Mental Health, Mind Your Mind. We mind our mind because our mental health really, really matters. This is Gifty Marky and I just come your way again with the Anashe Mental Health podcast. Today we're going to look at risk, how we manage risk at home. It's important to identify that a lot of people who suffer from mental illness are not locked up in hospitals. They are in our communities. We find them in our homes. We find them in schools, we find them in our workplaces. And somebody asked me last week, how do you manage risk at home with somebody who is presenting some risky behavior? Because as part of our people's mental illness, they present sometimes with risk. And you have to work with the risk and also give them some ownership. So in exploring risk, I thought a bit disruptively and I thought, you know, I need to disrupt my thinking. I'm a mental health professional. And most of the time we think that as professionals, we own the risk and we manage the risk and we take the lead and do things. But it's not always manageable that way. It's not always successful that way. I just wanted us to identify the person who is ill as the risk owner and how you can work with them to make sure that you're managing the risk successfully so that they're not coming to harm. Because as a result of somebody's depression, they might want to do something to themselves. They might state that life is not worth living and they want to end their life, or they might harm themselves in one way or the other. You cannot eradicate risk in your home environment. For instance, you cannot make the home a sterile environment. So you cannot take away everything thinking that, oh, you've taken away everything, so the person will not be able to harm themselves or do anything to themselves. So in thinking about risk management in your home when somebody's in crisis, I want us to think about the person who is going through the challenge, who is going through the mental health issue, and working with them. It's the way forward, really, working with the individual to see what actually is the risk that they are presenting. And checking with them, what are the ways they want to be supported? It's not about taking all the knives out of your house, and it's not about making sure that there's no risk item at home, because you cannot really follow people 24/7 wherever they go. You know, if a child or is a mother or a father goes out, they might have access to the risk items that you might have taken away from the house. But how can you support them? Take ownership of the risk. Working with them to see the benefit of living, working with them to see the importance of living to make sure that the other people around them are also happy, because it's being able to inject some hope in them. And you can do that through compassionate care. You can do that by listening to them and asking them what is the most important thing for them. And it's about building trust in relationship. And I think relational security is the best way to manage risk at home. Finding time to talk to the person, finding out what can you do to help them, making sure you're supporting them in the real time situation, in the here and now, listening to them, validating their feeling, and giving them ownership of the risk and telling them to talk to you when they think that they cannot manage it. And if you work with a risk owner who is the person suffering from the illness, then I believe we will be more successful. We shouldn't just come in and take away everything and think that we've done it, because it doesn't work. Work with the individual, listen to them, find time, ask them what will work, what will be successful. And then I think with that, you build a good relationship, a very good therapeutic relationship with the person. And together you can manage that risk.
Thank you very much for listening. I hope you found this helpful. Have a great evening or great day wherever you are listening from. Mind your mind. This is the Anashe Mental Health podcast. And this is Gifty Marky bringing it your way. Thank you for listening.